Set in an English coastal town in the 1980s, Empire of Light follows the employees of a seaside movie theater.
So if I run the film at 24 frames per second, it creates an illusion of motion.
With trailer clips like that, I expected a magical experience like Cinema Paradiso, but instead of the Purple Rose of Cairo, we get Blue Jasmine. Olivia Colman plays a woman battling mental health, but while she's intended to be a sympathetic character, her decisions don't exactly make her likable. The best scenes come between Michael Ward and projectionist Toby Jones, but the film is more of an ode to broken characters than a love letter to the movies. Bummer. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Empire of Light 2.5 out of 5 stars.